Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need, and there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after. Thanks for hanging around with me. I'm excited about Andrea Nuremberg being back on the show, ladies and gentlemen. Andrea is the president of the Nuremberg Group, which provides training in sales, customer service, presentation skills, networking, and just all the great ways that we all need to know about it to put our best foot forward in the marketplace. She can do it. She does it all over the country and halfway around the world. She's the author of the outstanding book, Nonstop Networking. She was recognized last year as one of the outstanding entrepreneurial women in America by Office Depot. She is our good friend, Andrea Nuremberg. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim. It's such a pleasure to always talk to you.
It's good to have you back on the show, as always, because one of the reasons why, besides the fact that you're a really cool lady and very smart, I like talking to you because you always do something that's with us that's very, very important, and that's learning how to put our best foot forward in the marketplace, to take care, to find and grow and take care of our customers. And you got another installment of that series that you want to share with us today, don't you?
Absolutely.
Well,
one thing is, I think that when talking to so many people, we're always looking for new customers. We always want to build. And I always say, before you even start to look for brand new ones, take a check and think about your current client base. Mm-hmm. What are you doing to really even grow them, even internally? Because I bet all of us could find more business with a lot of the clients that we already deal with. These are people who have already said, we like you, we like your work, mm-hmm. we respect you, we've been buying from you. And sometimes
they're depending on you.
Yes, and we have to. And I think there's a statistic which it says it almost takes three times as much time to get a new customer,
yep,
as it does to build in your own customer base.
And not only time, but money.
Oh, absolutely.
The investment, the total investment of resources to get a new customer is exponentially more than it takes to grow a new area of business with an existing customer.
It's so true, and many of us are small businesses, and I know that a lot of us small businesses are calling on even large companies. I know myself, I call on many, many of the very big companies around the country, and I know that when I get into one department, it's wonderful, but now I have an ally, if you will, in that department,
mm-hmm.
and I can start to then find ways to get through other departments because of my good relationship with the people in that department.
And it's nice when you walk up and they know your name.
They recognize you, isn't it? And it's even nicer when you walk up and you know their name.
Exactly.
And you know somebody else's name in the room because they've introduced you to a colleague of theirs. It makes them look good, too, when you are able to stay in touch, keep them in the loop. And always say, if I dropped a note to so-and-so that Jim introduced me to, next time I see you, Jim, I want you to know what's been going on and thank mm-hmm. you for that introduction. You can do it by email, a note, a voicemail, but people forget to do that because we get so caught up in, I got to find the next.
Mm-hmm.
And I am a huge believer right now in saying, I'm going through my own database and thinking of all the companies and all the places I work with already, and how can I thank the people I work with, and what can I be doing to look for the next piece of business in a way that to find out how can I be of help? What are we doing right now to help? And I think everybody could go back and ask their customers right now, how are we doing? What could we be doing better? What else do you need? And if I don't have it, who could I recommend you to?
Well, you know, I like to think about what we're talking about like we think about our clothes and our shoes, for example.
Okay.
All right. If I buy a sweater and a pair of shoes and I wear them once, the next time I need a sweater or a pair of shoes, I don't say, oh my God, I got to go buy a new sweater, a new pair of shoes. I go back and I use them again.
Exactly.
I reuse them. I've already paid for access to that sweater. I've already identified it. We like each other, me and this sweater, and it does its job, and I do my job. I keep it clean and nice and everything, and it does its job. It's a relationship I've got with this sweater.
It's so funny that you would talk about clothes, too. It's shoes and things, because just
Well, see, I wanted to use guy examples, but I knew
I like that because, and everybody can relate. I just was doing spring cleaning and going through so many things, and I looked at some of the clothes that I don't have a relationship with. How's that, Jim?
Yeah, there you go.
And I'm thinking, you know what? I don't know why they are taking up space because I'm not going to wear them. I'm never going to wear them, so I might as well give them to someone else, maybe Goodwill or someone who will use them. But what I do is then make room for the ones I do have a relationship with and wear them more, clean them more. You know, the whole thing is what
exactly.
You said. And and that's another interesting point. If we have customers or clients who perhaps, you know, we've worked with them, but perhaps they're not giving us any more business, or there's nothing more to get. You know,
maybe
sometimes
we need to take them to the Goodwill, huh?
Exactly.
Stand by, Andrea. See, I wanted to use my pitching wedge as an example, but or maybe my shotgun or my baseball glove, but I wasn't sure that you could pick up on that, Andrea. But anyway, we're going to be right back with our good friend Andrea Nuremberg right after these messages. Her book is Nonstop Networking. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. And if you go to my website, go to the Brain Trust list on the left. Click on that. And then click on the alphabetical listing at the top of that page, or kind of below the paragraph there on that page. And then scroll down to the name Andrea Nuremberg. And when you get there, not only will you find out more about Andrea, but you'll see a perfect example. Andrea, you're a perfect example of how we feature our Brain Trust members, because you've got articles listed there. They can link to your articles. You have archives of shows we've done in the past. They can link there and listen to some of the things you've said in the past. We've got your book listed there where they can read more about your book and find out more about you. And they can also buy the book there. It'll link to Amazon, actually. And then we can go to your website and we can send you an email. So you're completely represented there in our Brain Trust listing. It's a great example of how we feature our Brain Trust members, ladies and gentlemen. I hope you'll go to our site and check that out and take advantage of this. It's all free. It's made available by our wonderful sponsors and supported by our wonderful Brain Trust members like Andrea Nuremberg. Andrea, give us your website, please.
It is www.selfmarketing.com.
Selfmarketing.com. Tell us what we'll find when we get to your site.
Oh, you'll find a lot. Well, we're updating, but you'll still find all the different programs I offer, lots of articles that we've archived, information about the book, and just some information about, you know, what I do in my tip of the month and my newsletter. We have
right.
them archived also. And if anybody wants to get my newsletter and my tip of the month, all you have to do is email me or go to my website, and you go on automatically.
And those are free, right?
Everything's free.
Yeah. Check that out when
absolutely.
You get a
chance.
Andrea, we're talking about customers as clothes.
I love it.
You know, and another thing is, you know, I use the shoe example, and we talk about throwing out an old, you know, something as comfortable as an old shoe.
Right.
That's a wonderful position, isn't that? I know some people might think, well, why are you comparing your customers to old shoes? But the truth is, I don't know about how ladies are, but guys, we glom onto things like old shoes and old shirts that we love. And isn't it great if we can get to the level with any particular customer where we're sort of like we're each like an old shoe to the other one?
I think it's great because it's funny. I'm on my way after we speak to the shoe repairman because I have two pairs of shoes. I'm telling you, we couldn't have planned this, Jim. Two pairs of shoes that I love to death, and they need to be resold and have new heels put on. And what it is because I have such a good relationship with them. I wear them a lot. They're so comfortable. And
yeah.
what I want to do is just keep updating them and making them feel better. Same thing we can do with our clients.
The whole thing is you don't have, you've already paid for them once. All
yeah.
you need to do maintenance of those shoes is less expensive than buying a new pair. So why not spend a little bit of time, a little bit of effort, a little bit of energy maintaining the relationship with an existing customer, but not only doing the business that you've been doing business with them, but actually finding a way to add something. They're going somewhere else to
exactly.
buy something. They don't even know you sell or you offer something that they're going somewhere else to buy.
You said such a great thing because it's so true. It's the idea of maintenance, and that's the idea of how do you grow your business too, just maintaining. A lot of times I get in the door to companies because of my networking brand, if you will, and people mm-hmm. say, okay, what is networking? And I say it's business development. You get in the door But then they find out you do other things because they trust you, they like you, and you've established a relationship with them. And I bet all of us can do that. We go in with whatever our brand is, but then we find ways to continue it. But we, the idea of maintenance is so incredible. You just said something that I always tell people, that your biggest competitor is your client's best prospect, because what happens is the competitors are going out there and they're nibbling away at our clients. If we don't stay in touch with them, make them feel important and secure, and do something to continually nurture the relationship.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Would you agree? Exactly.
Yeah.
Because they'll go somewhere else. They'll go somewhere else for their new shoes, right?
Well, exactly. And I'll tell you something else. You know, the thing is that customers, they owe us nothing, and they know that. It's
exactly.
It's 100% what's in it for them.
I know.
And very few of us can build the kind of a connection to a customer that where they're almost intimidated to go somewhere else. I mean, that sometimes
exactly.
that happens, but most of the time it doesn't happen. And so what we've got to do is we've got to continue to work on them. And even if, Andre, even if you're not able to grow the customer's business, you still have to work at maintaining the level of business that they're doing with you right now, don't you?
Exactly. You have to do that, and you have to find creative ways to stay in touch with them and be on their radar screen. For example, Jim, I have a question to ask you.
Okay.
When's your birthday?
In May.
May. Oh, it's May is coming up, right?
Yep, that's right. Mm-hmm.
Early May?
Early May, on the 9th.
May 9th. Okay, now, yeah. Great. Now, everybody out there listening, you know what? We now know Jim's birthday. I know myself. What I'm going to do is Jim's going to go into my contact file where he is already, but under my birthday list, because at the beginning of the month, what I do is I always send out my birthday cards for everyone in that month. And people say to me, Andrea, how do you know everybody's birthday, your clients? Because not always do I just say, when's your birthday? But as you get to know the person, mm-hmm. you might say, so what month are you born under? And people forget that you remember these things.
Right.
And you write them down, you put them away, and what happens? All of a sudden you're like, now how did she remember my birthday?
Mm-hmm.
Or how did she remember the anniversary when we started doing business?
Right.
Or how did she remember where my kids are going to school? Or something like that. Find ways to be that go the extra mile. I think a lot of people forget to do that.
Well, that's exactly. Well, here's what happens. I actually believe that we forget to do that because we're so focused on the new customer.
Exactly.
That hasn't spent a nickel with us yet.
Exactly.
Now, God bless them. We need them, but we don't need new customers. Here's what I'm going to say as we go out now, Andrea, and you can bring this up. You can talk about this when we come back. You don't need a new customer at the expense of an existing customer. Think about that while we're taking this quick break. We'll talk about this some more after these messages. We'll be right back with Andrea Nuremberg. It's 10:10. Back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. We're visiting with our good friend and a longtime member of our Brain Trust, Andrea Nuremberg. She's the author of Nonstop Networking. It's available wherever books are sold. And I encourage you to check it out, folks. You'll learn how to improve your life, your luck, and your career. And, Andrea, I said something as we went to the break I wanted to get your thoughts on. I said, and I've never really thought about it in these terms. I've never said it this bluntly to myself or to anybody else before. But I think it's something I want to repeat to not only to the audience but to myself. Never go after a new customer at the expense of an old customer. What do you think about that?
I think it's brilliant because the idea is your current client customer, the one that you have that believes in you, that's given you business already. We need to go back and nurture and work with them because at the expense when you say, and that's a great word, because the new customer, who we don't have yet, is really a prospect. They haven't spent a penny with us.
Well, haven't you seen people
all the time
who a company that decides that they want to spruce up their colors, or they spruce up their menu, or their lines, or whatever mm-hmm. they're going to do to get some new customers, and it turns out that the new customers, maybe they liked it, maybe they didn't, but the old customers hated it.
Exactly. And my favorite is a dry cleaner. You know, I live in New York City, so, you know, we have them on every street corner.
Right.
Well, there's a dry cleaner who has a sign up on his, and I laughed when I went by. It said, new customers, 30% off. Regular customers, no discount.
How I'll be darned.
Because I went in and I said to the person, do you realize what, and of course he clearly, unfortunately, had no idea what I was even talking about. And he acted like I was crazy. And it's funny, this is a totally true story. This was about a year ago. That place is out of business now. Can you guess why?
I can believe it, yeah.
It's true. And I just said, this is perfect. Because it made me laugh. I took a picture of it.
Well, the classic example of this was Coca-Cola's New Coke. Remember that?
Yes.
About 15 years ago?
It didn't last too long.
Well, it lasted about 90 days, and we almost stormed the ramparts there, New Coke lasted about maybe 6 months. But I can remember people trying to buy the old Coke, what was left of it, on the black market. You can't mess around with your existing customers, and of course the good news is Coca-Cola had a long, had 100 years of customers. And they were able to weather that storm, but your little cleaners, your dry cleaning company wasn't able to do that, was he?
That's right, no. And because, again, they forget these things. And it's like when you do things, and also surprise your customers with a little gift, or like even, I'm big on notes, a note, a card or something, but even a token just to say, we appreciate your business, we appreciate what you're doing for us, what can we be doing more of? Because they will give you a wake-up call also.
Let me tell you something else that's magical about what you just said. Taking care of an old customer, taking care of an existing customer, an old comfortable pair of shoes, an old sweater, taking care of those folks is one of the best ways to get new customers in the world because of the referral angle.
And I was just going to say that was just incredible segue because they will give you referrals. They also will do another thing. They will give you testimonials, and the power of the testimonial is you can't buy that advertising. When people will brag about you or talk about you or become what I call your advocate, they'll tell other people why you're great to do business with, what you do, and things like that. And then they will refer you to other people because they want to look good too.
Absolutely.
And the idea is so many people forget that. And
and we all want to be special, don't we? I mean,
yeah,
we all
everybody.
Want to, even guys want to be a little special, And
exactly.
And so if we can... we all want to feel like there's a place to go where we're made to feel a little bit special, however that might be. Maybe it's just that the mechanic likes the way I like my carburetor set in my car, whatever it might be. Guys, I had to throw something in there for us, but whatever it is, we all like that, and that's
everybody.
How we keep those customers, isn't it?
Well, it's so funny because other than your radio station, which is the most wonderful radio station in the world, you know what the most popular radio station is?
What?
WIIFM, you've heard of that. What's in it for me?
Oh, yeah, Whiffen. Oh, yes, uh-huh.
Whiffen, we're always thinking that, right? We're thinking that a lot of times when we as small businesses go out to sell and market our business. However, I believe there's also an importance in the AM station, which is MMFIAM. Mm-hmm. Make me feel important about myself, which is make me the other person, the client. Make me feel important about myself. So how do you make your clients feel important? Remember things about them. Remember that Jim's birthday is May 9th, everyone. Remember that things that people like. Find ways to be of interest. Go out of your way. Go the extra mile. Take a visit to the client. Just bring
Andrea,
them a box.
Andrea, you're just coming up with wonderful stuff, but I got to stop because we're...
I know.
A talk show
so much fun.
It's an imprecise activity in a precise environment. Thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
We'll see you next time. Andrea Nuremberg, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're my heroes. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.